Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Silver Screen Scoundrels, where we, Ian and I, talk about everybody's favorite pastime, the movies. We, again, are your hosts. I'm Colonel Bob.
And I am Ian, and we are here to do another, that's right, I said it, another top five segment. This week, we are going to be talking about one of my favorite people, and I know he's hit or miss, although it's funny because a lot of people claim not to like Tom Cruise, but yet he draws in box office numbers.
Oh, yeah, he's awesome.
I feel like he's like the Nickelback of actors.
You said one of your favorite. Is he not your favorite? I thought he was your favorite.
He's not my favorite. He's in my top. I basically, if there's a Tom Cruise movie out there, like opening, I'll probably go watch it. Like he draws me in.
Sure. Okay.
So I want to do a top five Tom Cruise movies, because I know you also enjoy some Thomas Anthony Cruise.
I do. Is his middle name Anthony?
I have no idea. I made that up on the fly.
That would be really awesome.
It flows well, doesn't it?
It does.
But yeah, I thought we'd do a little top five of Tom Cruise. You know, I figured we'd invite everybody here tonight with Bob and I. We'd take a little cruise.
I see what you did there.
Yeah. So top five, we're just going to go ahead and dive right into it. Bob, do you want to start off? Or you want me to start off?
I'll start off, man. Sure.
Okay. Number five
for me is The Color of Money.
Okay. Respectable.
I think this is an awesome movie. Great pool shark movie. Paul Newman in his prime. Tom Cruise still making a pretty awesome name for himself. I just think this movie is fun, all around fun. So it made me like pool. Made me wanted to
really
learn how, yeah. That's what made me want to play pool. Is this movie? I just thought it was great. I saw it when I was just a young lad, and I liked pool ever since.
You talk about playing pool with pool sticks, not swimming in a pool, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Billiards, sir.
Billiards, if you will, yeah. Mm-hmm. Huh, I never knew that. I was actually going to make a joke and ask because when you lived over, well, when I lived with you, actually, before I moved in, used to have game nights, and we'd play pool and ping pong.
That got brought up the other day by Corey. He said, man, I miss our game nights.
I miss them too, man. I miss them too. I feel like we played something else. There was...
Pool and pong,
but I feel like there was something else. I'll tell you what I missed was playing that one game of pong where everybody lined up around the table, and you had to hit it, and then everybody had to run around the table and grab it and hit the ball back.
Yeah.
And your floor was so damn slick, and nobody would wear shoes in there, and it might just be sliding across the floor. Yeah.
It was
like
awesome.
It was covered in Jello.
It was good times.
I'm just imagining your floor covered in Jello.
Yeah.
So that's a respectable number five, man. I'm not really. You said I would be surprised. I'm not really surprised it's on your top five because it is a great movie. I don't know that he's ever done a dud, so to say. A little. Lesser.
I did not
likeable.
Like Magnolia, and I didn't like Vanilla Sky.
But you didn't hate them. You didn't think they were duds, did you?
I thought Vanilla Sky was a dud.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wasn't big on it. Magnolia, I can say, all right, but I'll never watch it again.
Eyes Wide Shut, you didn't mind?
Oh, yeah, that one too. Yeah,
I was going to say, I didn't think you liked that movie. That's why I brought it up. And I knew that wasn't in your top five.
Yeah, I thought that was a dumb premise. She dreamt about having an affair, so he went and tried to have an affair. So I didn't like it. It was a dumb premise.
It sounds affair to me. Anywho, number five for me, in no particular order, as always.
I know. Yep, I know how you are.
Days of Thunder.
Very nice. That's an honorable mention for me.
Oh, this should be in your top three, sir. As I put it in my top five and not my top three. Although, like I said, not in any particular order. Days of Thunder is a great, great, great movie. I am not a big fan of like NASCAR.
I'm not either at all.
But that movie made it cool.
Yeah.
That movie made me wish NASCAR was more like that because I'd probably get into it more.
Yeah.
Then, you know, obviously Talladega Nights. But this movie is the one that got me into it. I remember growing up, I was a big fan of Michael Rooker because of this movie.
Yeah,
and Cliffhanger were the two Then I always watch it.
Cliffhanger is what I named my son after.
Really? I never knew that.
Yeah, his name's Gabriel. That was
Sylvester Stallone's name. Yeah, I knew that, but I never made the connection that that's why you named him that.
Yeah, I'm not religious. It was from a movie.
From Cliffhanger. Yeah, I kind of figured that. Yeah.
We need to do a Sylvester Stallone one day.
Yeah. Oh, God, I'd love that.
Yeah.
All right, but I'm sorry. I'll ramble on that. Go ahead. Number four.
Number four for me is another oldie but goodie, Rain Man.
Okay. I also figured you'd do that.
Did you? Gosh, I was hoping I'd surprise you.
No, I feel like we've quoted Rain Man quite a few times over the years.
I can't remember any type of Oscars that this got, but I think if it didn't, it definitely deserved one, especially Dustin Hoffman. But I'm thinking he might have won, but I can't remember. This is in the late 80s, so I'm not 100%. But the chemistry between Tom Cruise and Dustin Hoffman, I thought was perfect. The story was perfect. It was sad.
It's a very sad movie.
It had my eyes raining by the end of it. I mean, it's just an excellent movie all around.
Did it make the raindrops fall from your eyeballs?
It did. It did. It made my eyes rain.
See you tonight at my head movies. Tropic Thunder, sorry. Anyway, that's a solid number four, man. I like that movie. I that's one of those I can't watch a lot because it just makes me sad. I don't know why, but like the saddest part of that movie is when Dustin Hoffman wakes up in the middle of the night and he just wants to make like toast or something. Mm-hmm. And he ends up like fucking up and almost burning the house down. I don't know why, but that gets me every time.
Yeah.
I literally get teary eyed.
Excellent. That's one of Steven Spielberg's biggest regret because he passed on Rain Man.
Fool. So number four for me, The Last Samurai.
Very, very good. Another honorable mention for me.
Really?
I didn't think I would like that movie, and my God, I was enthralled with that.
I didn't either. So I remember I was in junior high school, whatever year that came out. I was in a form of school. I'm pretty sure it was high school for me because I think it was like, 2003, 2005. Anyway, I digress. Whenever that movie came out, I went with a group of my friends, and I remember watching it. Did I go with a group of friends or did I watch it with y'all?
I don't know.
I can't remember. I just remember watching it and being like, holy shit. This is a really good movie so far. Yeah. And I got to the end of it and I loved it so much. I think I even went back with somebody else or hell, I might have went by myself. I don't remember. I watched it twice when it was in theater and then I bought it when it came out on DVD and I watched that thing like religiously. And then it somehow got taken from my possession. And I think I found it like a year or two ago, like streaming on something, and I watched it again because I mean it's amazing.
It is.
That's a great movie. Another sad movie. Long, but I was never bored. I'm never bored anytime I watch it. It's got a great message to it. So good movie all around, Bob. What do you feel about number three?
Number three, I've never been real big into sci-fis, but. Like I said, here in my older years, I've really enjoyed them, and Tom Cruise has an awesome one.
I was going to say, can I guess Minority Report?
Yeah, I loved this movie. Colin Farrell being awesome, Tom Cruise being awesome. The whole plot, the effects, Tom Cruise doing his crazy stunts yet again. I mean, it's just a fun sci-fi action movie. I loved it.
Yes, I also enjoyed that movie very much. It's a very underrated movie. It doesn't get talked about a lot. Are you partial to these eyes for any particular reason? My mother gave them to me. I used to play the shit. It wasn't a good game, but there was a game based on it. And it came out for like original Xbox. I don't know if you remember this game. It was okay, but the main character did not look like Tom Cruise, was not voiced by Tom Cruise. He actually had the same kind of hair, but it was blonde. And I'm pretty sure that game is one of the first games that used like the ragdoll effect.
Oh, maybe.
Like when a character would die and they'd flail around everywhere. That was one of them. But I used to play the shit out of that game, even though it wasn't the best. It was still fun to run around and live in that world. So I agree, man. That's a solid number three. That's an awesome movie. Love that movie. Number three for me is going to be Interview with the Vampire.
Another honorable mention. I'm not going to be able to say any honorable mentions because you're all on your list.
I'm sorry. He's got so many good ones.
But that movie, man, is so excellent. And it still holds up today.
I think so, too.
Excellent movie. All-star cast.
Mm-hmm.
Hell, it's how Kristen Dunst got her start. Mm-hmm. It wasn't her first movie, but it was, you know, her first.
It was like her most recognizable role. One, right?
Yeah.
Well, at that young age, it was like right before Jumanji, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So, Interview with the Vampire just hits with me on every level. I've never like read the original like novel or anything like that, but the movie, like, I've always been intrigued since I was a kid, like. It never scared me. You know, Frankenstein never scared me.
You did good on that.
Marsupials do. That's the best. all around, like you said, the cast is great. Even the little cameo by Antonio Puss in Boots.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody was just great in this movie, and just the story was so intriguing. And I watch it to this day. Constantly.
Oh, yeah. How can you not? Oh, yeah.
So, all right, man. We'll get down to the nitty gritty. What's your number two?
My number two is something we quoted earlier. And this isn't a starring role. He's just a side character in it. But he steals every scene he's in. And that is
Tropic Thunder. I figured it was going to be that picture.
Yeah.
So this one did take me by surprise. I did not think this would make it in your top five.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, yeah. I love this movie. I could watch it every week and it'll have me in tears every time. And not only Tom Cruise's part, but the movie itself is excellent. But Tom Cruise stole every scene he was in. I mean, he's only in like 4 or 5 scenes, maybe, but man, he steals it.
And very unrecognizable too.
Yeah, like at first you don't even realize it's him. Yeah. I mean, he's just excellent in it. He gives it his all, that's for sure.
He does. And it's not something you typically see him doing, just being like this big goofball, sleazeball type role. So that's a great number two, man. I love it.
Well, thank you.
Number deuce for me, A Few Good Men.
Very nice. Has one of the most recognizable lines in any movie.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth. Good job. Good Jack.
Thanks, man. I actually practiced that 3 times in the mirror before I came in here.
Oh, yeah, but that's a excellent movie. Excellent cast. Excellent.
Yeah. Direction. Yeah. That whole movie is amazing.
Is that a John Grisham movie?
I don't think
so. I know he did The Firm, which was John Grisham. I don't know if Few Good Men was or not. I knew it was another lawyer based movie, and that's mostly John Grisham. So I don't know if that.
The other one I was thinking of was The Client with Tommy Lee Jones.
Love that movie.
Those are the two big ones.
Yeah.
God, now I want to watch that. I love Tommy Lee Jones as well. I may do a top 5. Yeah. Tommy Lee Jones.
We might have to do Tommy Lee.
Yeah. And if people don't want to hear it, I don't care.
Yeah.
So, where are we? Oh, we're at number one.
Number one for me. Okay. Well, you know what my number one is.
I know what it is.
This is a movie that's just the third in the whole saga of Mission Impossible. Man, that picture is big.
That is very close to his chin. Yeah,
very close. It's Mission Impossible 3, everybody. I saw this movie 6 times in the theater. I just couldn't get enough of it.
6 times?
6, yeah. I mean, after the second Mission Impossible, I wasn't really looking forward to it. Because I loved the first one, but the second one I just didn't like. I thought John Woo ruined it. But then J.J. Abrams got a hold of it, and man, he just turned it into gold. And every movie since Mission Impossible 3, all the other sequels have just been great. Not as good as 3. I think 3 is the best in the series, but God, I love this movie.
So
great villain.
Let's dive into that. So my number one is the Mission Impossible franchise, because it's hard for me to pick one. However, I watched the first one probably 100 times when it came out. I fucking loved that movie as a kid. Okay. So then I get really excited because they're doing a part 2. All right.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, part 2. I love the first one. Let's get it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was weird because number 2 never came. They just skipped straight to 3. I just thought that was weird. I know that was like Mel Brooks.
I don't like it when franchises, and I don't know if it wanted to be a franchise when 2 came out. I don't know.
I have no idea.
They might not have wanted to, but it took everything that made Mission Impossible great away, just like what A Good Day to Die Hard did. Because there was no missions in it. They didn't do anything. It's called Mission Impossible. There's no impossible missions in that movie. Even though Anthony Hopkins says it, it's not called Mission Easy. It's not called Easy Mission, Mr. Hunt. It's called Impossible Mission, or vice versa, however he says it. But he says it in it, but they never do anything. All it wanted to do was show Tom Cruise at his, best when he's doing his stunts, making sure his hair stays just right because he had that longer hair. So I did not like number 2.
I disagree. There was an impossible mission in that movie, and the impossible mission was getting through that movie.
Yeah.
At least that's what I
thought. Kudos to you if you was able to watch it all.
Oh, God. I just remember, like, even at a young age, like, my dad used to rent movies for us all the time, and then Ian's aunt worked at a video store, so we got movies through there all the time, like screeners and stuff, so we'd get movies early, and I was constantly watching movies when I was a young lad and a teenager. So I was a teenager when this movie had come out, and I was like so excited because I thought, the first one was so good, and it's like 4 or 5 years later and then we get this one. Hell yeah, let's watch this movie. And you pop the, I'm about to say it, the VHS in.
No, sure.
And let me tell you, be kind, rewind. I did not want to rewind that out of spite, but
no. Yeah.
But I even younger, I just thought, oh man, this is pretty bad. Like, it's just the first 20 minutes is just Tom Cruise just making up this mountain his bitch. Yeah. He is just, I've never seen anybody climb a mountain like Tom Cruise does.
Yeah.
And I'm like, not impressed by it. I'm just like, okay, it's a little bit too long of a mountain climb here.
Yeah. And he never noticed that helicopter is flying up there to leave Anthony Hopkins at the top to give him a mission as soon as he got up there.
Yeah. Never.
It was just bad all around. Bad all around. But let me ask you this.
Go ahead.
So Mission Impossible is your number one, the franchise. So have you liked all of them except 2?
Yes.
And
I've enjoyed every one of them.
Are you excited for Day of Reckoning?
God, yes. I love all of them except for the fact that I just think it's baffling to me that they never made a second one, that they skipped from 1 straight to 3.
Yeah.
Just two, like, if you, I think people should be paid for getting through that movie all the way, because 2 was so bad. And it's not one of those, like, I've said this often, a movie is so good that a sequel sometimes can be 10 times worse because the one before it was so good.
Right.
Even if this was the first movie, I wouldn't have watched the rest of them because it was that bad. I don't think even as a standalone movie, this movie was garbage to me.
Agreed.
It was just, it was slow motion, him just slow motion and just doing this weird, like, turn and spins.
I don't blame Tom Cruise for any of it.
No, that's
John
Woo's
style. John Woo does slow motion action. That's his style.
Flying up everywhere.
Yeah, but his action is usually good. I love Face Off. I love Broken Arrow. I really enjoy his movies, Wind Talkers. But, I mean, it's it just didn't work for Mission
Impossible. I don't, but I don't feel like even in Broken Arrow and Face Off, like I don't feel like he's slow mode that much. Not nearly as much as he did in this one.
In Face Off, he's slow mode a good bit. Watch really? It again. Yeah, yeah. Nicolas Cage slow mo's jumping off the boat, walking in where they're singing their church song. It's slow motion as he's having his arms up. And then the gun standoff and the slow motion.
The gun standoff, I remember being unnecessarily slow mo.
Yeah, there's quite a bit of slow motion in it. That's just
okay. Style. Maybe it's just Broken Arrow. I don't remember. Which also
Hard Target, which was an awesome Van Damme movie. There's a lot of slow motion in that as well.
I have to go back and watch that again. These are all movies I enjoy.
Yeah,
except for
Mission Impossible. Mission Impossible 2.
It's pretty awful. Just the dialogue, everything about it is just bad. The villain is fucking laughable.
Yeah,
he's just he used to be a part of the Impossible Mission Force, and now he's a bad guy. And if you think that I'm just like downgrading the plot, that's literally how they like fucking word it.
Yeah,
it's like he was one of us, and now he just decided to be a bad guy. It's like, what? That's it. But yeah, man, I thought they could progressively got better. Mission Impossible 3 is definitely at the top because it brought me back into it, and that is because of you. I did not. I remember when Mission Impossible 3 came out. I didn't want to watch it. I would have watched it eventually, but I wasn't excited about watching it when it first came out. And you watched it for the first time without me. You bastard. Yeah. And you were like, you gotta watch this. I'm like, let me ask you this and be fucking honest with me. Did you enjoy 2? And you were like, oh god, no, it's an awful movie. I was like, okay, well then I'll watch it.
Yeah.
And the first 10 minutes of this movie I thought was better than the entire second movie.
yeah.
Just the beginning.
That first scene.
Now I'm gonna kill you. I swear to God I'm gonna kill you. And I was just like, all right. I was hooked from the beginning, and then I just thought they got I won't say better, but they were a few of them I thought were stellar.
They're really solid.
Good. I hated that they took Jeremy Renner out because I thought he was such a good addition to that.
Yeah. Well, you never know. They might come back. They're known to do that. He may come back. He didn't.
Well, I know he what?
I don't think he died.
Oh, you talking about in the movie or from his?
Yeah, in the movie. I know he's better now, but in the movie, I don't think his character died.
He doesn't. They just kind of like mention him every now and again, but he had a scheduling conflict. That's why he couldn't do him anymore. And that's why, like in the other one, he couldn't do many action scenes because he was doing like Hawkeye and stuff like that. Well,
maybe I had to do a Bourne because he did a Bourne Legacy. He's part of that franchise too. Jeremy Renner's everywhere. So you want to do some honorable mentions? I only got one left on my honorable mention.
I got a few honorable mentions.
I got one Jerry Maguire.
Okay. Minority Report was on my honorable.
Okay.
You want to throw another one before I throw another
one?
That's all
I had. That was
that was it? Okay.
I had Dave the Thunders, Top Gun, Interview the Vampire, and Jerry Maguire.
Okay. War of the Worlds.
I actually enjoyed War of the Worlds.
I have that in my honorable mentions, and this one's going to kind of surprise you. I actually enjoyed this movie a lot. Night and Day. Did you watch that one?
I did watch that one. That's interesting. I wouldn't say I loved it, but I didn't hate it by any means.
I enjoyed it very much. It was an honorable mention. I definitely wouldn't sneak it into my top five because he's done much better, but I really enjoyed that movie. I thought it was funny.
Sure. Yeah, I can give you that.
So, yeah, that is our top five of Tom Cruise. So
Sorry that we did another top five, but there really wasn't anything that opened for us to review. Next week, though, we will be doing Ant-Man. So look forward to that.
Just Ant-Man or Ant-Man and Wasp?
Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumanium.
Ooh. Yeah, looking forward to that. Can't wait for that. So we got that, and like we're not always going to do top five. We'll deep dive into some older movies as well. We just didn't have anything planned this week because we both had some hectic schedules going on.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
With that being said, that's pretty much it. Like, subscribe, follow us on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, everything. So as always, for the Colonel, Robert Tingle, the first, second, You're technically the second. Yeah, you're the first in my eyes.
Yeah.
And for I, you're the first. Oh, okay. That's fair. And for myself, Ian, we are the Silver Screen Scoundrels. It's always going to be a mouthful. And as always, so long and good night.
Bye, everybody.